Which one do you want to try? You want to try this one?
Anyone?
Yeah.
Weird.
The only problem is that this is... it's not attached. Oh. So I'd go with that one. Okay, it's act like you've been here before. Lisa McCaffrey, because you have been here before.
That's true.
We're back on Radio Row for the Super Bowl. Stakes feel a little bit different this time.
A little bit higher. I'm spending a little less time here.
Let's do a check-in.
Barely focus on my words.
How are we doing?
Nervous as can be. Very nervous. Yeah. Yes, I'm very, very nervous. But I'm excited too. I'm trying to soak it in and appreciate where we are. But it's, and then in the game, there's something pops up and my stomach's a mess. So
is it a slow build of nerves or like, is it kind of comes and goes in waves?
It comes and goes in waves. Like I'll be able to distract myself for a minute and then something will pop up and you're like, boom. Oh yeah, there's a big game to play. And he's in it. Like,
So that's my question too. I think about being here with you a year ago, right? And we, again, had no idea what the hell we were doing.
Right.
And we came here and we set up on Radio Row and we were just like this and we had such a good time. What has this week been like for you when you think back to last year and it was exciting and there's all these people here, but having a son now who's on this stage, what's been the experience?
Oh man. Well, one thing I've tried to do is just, I haven't done a lot of this type of stuff. This is like the 2 hours I'm planned on doing it. But other than that, I've like tried to do like relaxing things. I've gone for runs and just, I've been by myself a lot because Ed's been working. So I've just tried to remain calm and I've talked to my other sons. That helps too. And it's what a blessing to be in this position.
Yeah.
Like I can't believe this is happening. It's just, I have to pinch myself, and then I get nervous. So yeah, it hasn't been like all crazy. We're not going to a lot of parties or any of that stuff. I can't wait for my other kids to get in town. That rarely happens.
Yeah,
so,
no, it's amazing. Well, I will say, I went to the player availability yesterday and I saw Christian.
Okay.
And
he
looked amazing and so calm, and his answers were like, you trained him well.
Well, yeah.
I can tell he's been
doing. Talked to him, he's doing way better than me. I'll say that.
He seems like he's doing really well. And I asked him, this is one of the things I wanted to ask you, because there's that picture that I absolutely love that we talked about on our last podcast from Ed's, was it his first Super Bowl in?
With the
Broncos
field.
Where Christian's running on the
second
field
one,
wearing his little jersey. 2.5 years old. The blonde curls are about the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
And I asked him, I said, what would you, if you could go back and tell that little boy something, what would it be? And he gave a great answer.
Maybe you enjoy it a little more. You know, I mean, I don't know, that kid in the picture was having a good time, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd tell him to change anything. You know, obviously I think everything happens for a reason, but I would tell him to just have a lot of gratitude for all the ups and downs in life and all the different things that you go through, because God's got a funny way of working things out, and sometimes it's not your plan, it's his, and you just got to rely on that and surrender to that.
I mean, I even got a little bit of emotional as he was sitting there talking about it, because I think just to your point of what you just said, like it's so wild and so crazy, and then every now and then again you just have to stop and realize oh my God, like your son, he's playing in the Super Bowl. It's a dream realized.
No, it is. And let me give a shout out to some of his teammates, because guys like Cam Newton here and George Kittle, they are so fun. And they, when they talk and, Ja on the sideline, Christian has said, they remind him that, okay, you know what, I need to breathe and this should be fun. This shouldn't all be, stress.
Yeah.
And guys like that just kind of keep it fun. Like Shannon Sharp was back in the day for Ed. Christian's demeanor reminds me a lot of how Ed was back in the day. And there was always one teammate that kind of kept it light and sort of reminded you, okay, let's enjoy this. Let's savor this and enjoy it. So I'm appreciative of those guys, I'll say that. Because I think that would have been my role, the jester.
My question
they're
is,
not jesters, but I would have been.
Who's going to be that person for you is the question, because you need
nerves.
One.
Like I have nerves, so say things because I'm always nervous. So,
walk me through what game day will be for you.
We have, it's a 3 o'clock game here, Vegas time. So we have to get up pretty early and glam squad, with all the daughter-in-law.
Oh yeah,
so
I love that.
Fun. So yeah, we'll just, we'll just business as usual, get ready. I might just go for a quick easy run and then go ahead and get ready and go. And we go pretty early. There's a family tailgate, which is fun. Everyone kind of gets together, but we're all going to just be a bundle of nerves. If they could channel the energy at that family tailgate, I mean, we could probably have electricity for the whole country right there.
It's the new. Is that the new green energy?
Right,
just
exactly.
Take it, the McCaffrey family energy.
Yeah, all the families that are there. Let's get those scientists there to take
we
all
can,
that
let's
energy.
Let's go science.
Energy and,
I can only imagine what those nerves are going to be like.
I know. just talking about.
I love you so
about.
Much.
Where are you going to watch
the
game?
I'm going to be home with my, because that's the other thing, too. We've got invited to a couple of Super Bowl parties, but I'm like, I want to be able to really watch the game.
Yeah.
I want to be able to, like, send my kids to another part of the house if they're not.
Right, or yell at them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to yell at them in front of strangers or friends or whatever.
Yeah, too. It was always, I always tried to have somebody to watch the kids.
Yeah, because it's hard. Before I go anywhere else, we need to tell the story that is going to be my favorite Super Bowl story of all time, which is that you saved a life yesterday.
I did, yes, single-handedly I saved a life. Yep, all me.
So how do you want to tell this story? Because Lisa McCaffrey, in the midst of getting ready to watch her son play in the Super Bowl, saved someone's life, and someone that most people know.
Let's calm down about that. But it was an interesting story. I was at the mall yesterday because all of a sudden I had to get an outfit for NFL honors. I had to get a dress. So I'm like, what do I do? And I looked at all the fancy stores that are close by. I couldn't find anything. So I'm like, I'll go to the, Nordstrom's and whatever. So I'm actually in Neiman Marcus. And I was down looking for a clutch. I did find a dress. And I found, like, I was looking for, like, a little purse because I didn't bring any of that. So I'm talking to the lady, and all of a sudden an alarm goes off in the mall, and I'm like, we've kind of ignored it. She kept trying to sell me the bag. We're like, something going on. And then we're smelling smoke, and I'm like, it's a little smoky. But anyway, how much is that one? Priorities. And then finally somebody in the mall, I asked her, I did say, I go, where are the exits in here? Is there exits? They're like, there's none inside Neiman's. You have to go out of the mall and either left or right. I'm like, okay, that's a little scary.
That seems like a hazard.
I started getting a little claustrophobic at that point. I'm like,
did you get the bag?
No, I didn't get the bag. Here's why. I was about to get one, and then all of a sudden, everybody started running out the door. And so I'm like, I got kind of freaked out. So I tag along with them, and I start running out. I dropped everything. I don't even know where the nice lady that was helping me went. And I was running out, and I went, of course, I go to the left where all the smoke was billowing like an idiot. And they're like, no, that way. So don't follow me in a fire. So I start running the opposite direction, and I look to my right, and there's these three beautiful people running alongside me, like big too. Two big guys and this beautiful blonde. And I'm like, okay, they seem to know
like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So I followed them out, and we got outside. And we're like, wow, that was scary and that was crazy. And I'm like, well, what? I asked because I looked like someone famous, and people were recognizing them. And I'm like, what are you? It was Terry Crews. The famous actor from all those great movies. I'm like, of course. And then I'm like, of course. And I recognized him, but like I was spacing. I was like, and I was a mess. I just got a spray tan, no makeup, in sweats, just gross. I was like, of all things, but it was the best. He is the nicest person. They gave me a ride to my hotel.
I mean, when I got the selfie, when you said I was just in the fire, and then it was you and Terry Crews, and I'm like, what?
So it's going to be that I saved Terry Crews.
You did. The way that I heard that entire story was that you put him on your shoulder.
Single-handedly saved him right there.
And just, you brought him to safety, and all in a week's work, really.
No, he actually saved me. He was like, oh my gosh, they gave me a ride to the hotel.
What was the fire? Did you ever figure out what was the fire?
I have no idea. I think it was somewhere in the garage. But there was a lot of smoke, and they all of a sudden were screaming, get out, get out, get out. So it was scary a little bit for like a minute. And I don't know. But I think Ed said there was an article in the paper about it, that there was a fire in the
mall. I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
That would have been.
Thank you. Harrowing.
And your spray tan looks great. So,
and, priorities. That's what's important, right? Okay, real quick. Let me give a shout out to the tan spray company that came to my house, made it so easy for me. And look, don't judge by my results, but I look way tanner than
you
I
look
did
amazing.
When I got it. I look like
you look
I'm not
and you don't
sick
smell
anymore.
Like spray tan.
Yeah,
you
no,
smell
literally,
delicious.
I look sickly. I was pasty white, and now I at least feel like I got some sun. Fake. But
so who was
sun.
It?
Dulce Glow. It is. They did Miley Cyrus's video. She did Miley Cyrus for her video, her flowers video. They tanned her and looks like a million bucks, among everybody else. Olivia uses her all the time, and Dulce Glow is literally the best.
Okay, shout out Dulce Glow. Next year, sponsorship.
Should
we should do a sponsorship.
100%.
We can have them bring their spray tan machine.
Right.
We can do a setup.
Although you have to kind of get undressed.
Well, but it's Radio Row. Whatever.
You're usually undressed.
Yeah,
everyone's
just,
seen you.
It would be very on brand. Yeah. For this show. Okay, I want to ask you, because Ed said something last night that I thought was awesome, and I can't tell, you are with him and you are in it, and he's doing his radio show this morning. He's getting up at like 3 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
But I was when we were talking about nerves, and he said, I used to be wound so tight. Like, it used to be so hard for me to even watch or enjoy it. And he said, but he's tried to at this point. He realized, he's like, I need to be able to be there for Christian in whatever way that I can. I need to be there for you. I need to be there for my other sons.
Right.
And so me being a hot mess of like stress doesn't help anyone.
Right.
And the way that he was talking about, like, it was this beautiful, I'm not articulating it well, but
that's exactly
it was
what he
so
said. He
beautiful. And I thought, Okay, is that true? Like, do you feel? Have you noticed that he's had a change?
I wanted to punch him in the face every game. I'm not kidding. He was so annoying, and he would get so stressed, and he would start getting negative too. And I'm like, that's not doing Christian any good. That's not doing you any good, and that's not doing me any good. You're driving me crazy, and then I'd get double stressed. So we'd end up fighting, and it was just a recipe for disaster. So we finally realized, like, first and foremost, it's not about us. It's not. I mean, we have these great relationships with everybody on the team and everything, but you know what? It's ultimately about the players on the field, that team, and it's a team. It's not even all about Christian. It's all about everybody on that field, and football is the ultimate team sport, as we've learned. It takes 11 men on offense, 11 men on defense to play their best, to try to win a football game. Yeah. And so it's nothing to do with us. It really isn't. So you have to sit back and just take a deep breath and absolutely relax and relinquish your fears, relinquish your nerves, because that's not doing anybody any good. Yeah. And we had this talk, and he has been so much better. He's actually started to enjoy the games, and there are times when things don't go well.
Sure.
It can be upsetting, but for the most part, no, we've learned to, like, be at peace with it. Even the last two games where we've had to come back from huge deficits, the last two games
have been insane.
Oh my gosh, you run the gauntlet of emotions in a matter of 3 hours, like ups and downs. I was in the bathroom crying at halftime last game, thinking, this is just so sad. So anyway, you just never know too. So
yeah,
we have been way better. I'm proud of him for turning it around a little bit.
Good. So. I'm glad. And it's been, it's cool to see. I remember talking to him when Christian was a freshman at Stanford, and he was saying this is more nerve-wracking to watch him return punts against Army than it ever was to play in any Super Bowl that I played in.
Absolutely.
And I was like, really? Because you don't have any control over
it. Right. I felt, even when Ed played, I feel the same amount of nerves as his seventh grade Little League Super Bowl as I do this Super Bowl, just because it's, your kid. I'm so nervous. I know. Want him to do well so bad. But I'm trying to relinquish that and let it go and just enjoy the moment. And, it's not up to us. It's not up to anything that we can do. Like, being nervous is not helping anybody. So
amen.
At least be positive. Try to
I love it. And speaking of that, what is going to be your, will you see Christian? You haven't seen Christian this week.
No. And
I think people don't really realize that.
Yeah, no, they're sort of in lockdown. Mm-hmm. And we could have got hotel rooms in his hotel, but we're like, no, they offered us two choices. And I'm like,
do your
thing. No, I want him to do his thing. It's worked for him so far this year. He's a professional. He's a grown man. He knows what to do. And everyone's asked, like, oh, does Ed give him any advice? And no, we're just there. Like, he'll call and vent about something funny that happened or whatever throughout the week. But no, neither of us are like telling him, he'll do this, do that. Nothing we say is going to matter. He knows how to do this, obviously. He knows what he's doing by now. So and he's been great. He feels really good. His body feels good. So that makes me happy. So, normally it's, you have just a limited time before the next game. This is 2 weeks. So he's got his body back in shape and ready to go. And, who knows what'll happen, but I'm just excited that he feels good. That makes me happy.
You think his mindset is in a good place?
Yeah, I think they are.
What will you say to him because you hopefully will see him before the game?
Him on Friday. There's a family barbecue. We'll see him briefly. And no, just hug him, talk normal. We'll probably make fun of one of his brothers. So. Per usual, as we normally do. And he's excited to see all the brothers too. We're talking about that, having everyone together.
It's amazing. Your family is incredible. How I feel about you guys
too.
And it's just amazing to see the unit, and that's what he's going to be thinking about, I'm sure, on the field during the anthem and all of that.
Or
like, there's,
he'll think, I got to make sure I run away from the red team because they're white, right? Are they white?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Which, by the way, so they're the white team, so they're the home team, so they've been practicing.
You guys are the away team.
There was some scuttlebutt about the field not being great. Yeah. Is that more?
We asked Christian about it. He's like, it's not.
It's fine.
Okay, yeah,
good.
Normally he'd be neurotic about something like that.
I was going to say, normally that feels.
He was at peace with it, so I didn't worry about it anymore. So, it's all good.
Oh.
They did, a little insider info, did have the alarm pulled this morning at 6 a.m.
At the hotel?
At the hotel, so.
Do you think that was an inside job?
100%, because there was no emergency, supposedly, so.
And so did they, was it just going off while everyone was?
25 minutes, yeah.
So who do you think did it?
Should we
start naming names?
Let's name it. So their hotel's big time lockdown. So I don't think it was like a fan infiltrating. I bet it was maybe like an employee from Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'd go look at all the employees there.
We're going to get the employee list from the team hotel, and we're going to go one by one, and we're going to bring them on this podcast and interview
them.
What were you doing at 6 a.m. this morning?
That's kind of a good idea. Where are the Chiefs? I'm kidding.
I mean, that would be a good way
to
really.
Kudos to them. That's smart. They infiltrated.
Yeah, I know.
I bet
it was one of their moms. I bet it was one of the moms did it. So,
God,
I think it would be the only thing.
Good for her. She's smart.
Okay, very last thing. Do you know what today is?
Thursday, the February 8th.
Yes. And it is our 2-year anniversary. From the day that we interviewed Chris Darnold, Sam Darnold's mom, in LA, that we again met up. I'm like, let's meet at this random
studio,
spot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Annie Gottlieb, shout out to you, helped us. And we recorded our very first episode and then an interview with her. And
amazing.
It was, because I have it in my phone. Today is our 2-year anniversary.
I'm going to put it in my phone. We need to celebrate. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. But isn't that, I think sometimes you get so caught up in the daily stuff and you're always looking, well, how can we do more and this and that? And I just think from 2 years ago to this moment, I couldn't. It actually makes me a little bit emotional because I look around and I'm like, wow,
cool.
It's been amazing. And it's been such
a
fun
ride. It's been so fun.
And all of the people.
Awesome.
And then to think that you and Chris are now watching your sons going to play in the Super Bowl.
The same team.
And they were on the Panthers before.
I know.
Even Cam Newton is excited.
Cam excited for our 2-year anniversary.
That was really sweet, by the way, when he came over to.
Yeah,
he was good.
What a great guy.
Okay, do you want to give is there any last words, any shout outs you want to give, anything you want to.
Oh, my gosh.
How about the Niner faithful, too? We should.
Oh, the fans, any away game, Christian said, too, it's like a home game.
Yeah.
They're the best fans ever. They travel well. The Monday night when they had media night, they were there. The faithful were there,
loud
and proud, and that was really fun. That was really fun to listen to. I didn't go to it, but watching it on TV, it was really cool. So no, they are the best. But personally, I got to give a shout out to my bestie Stacy, who helps dress me, taught me how to dress.
She does a hell of a job.
Before. She's awesome, and all my friends back home who are the best, who are going to be watching, and they've been so supportive and so awesome. So, and my friends in California, I love my friends, because when you have all boys, you got to nurture
the
girls.
I know.
Very thankful for all of them. So, and they've been like Stacy's like an aunt to my kids. She's like Aunt Stacy, and she's phenomenal. She's the first one to text them on their birthday, give them gifts.
Yeah.
She's been doing it even before any
of this.
Or anything since high school.
She's a real one.
She's a real
That's
one.
Stacy.
She's a keeper, yeah.
Yeah. Good. Shout out to all the friends. You have an amazing network of people who love and support you guys, and I just hope you feel it all.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
Thanks.
Enjoy every minute.
You too.
I freaking love
so
you.
Sweet. Love you.
Yelling at my kids.
Yeah.
Watching. You know.
Hope, yeah.
Hopefully. Do you have any score predictions?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Zero. Okay.
100 is nothing.
100 to nothing. 100 to nothing.
Yeah,
the Niners are going to win the Super Bowl.
Put that. Go bet that. Go put that. Go put 100 on that in Vegas.
Good prop bet. All right. Good luck. Go Niners.
Go Niners.